This episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast is sponsored by the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. As a woman in the modern world, our hormones are taking a battering. They're impacted by the food we eat, the toxins we're exposed to, such as when we eat out of plastic takeaway containers, or even worse, reheat food in them. Please don't do this. If you're handling FPOS receipts, filling the car with fuel, eating non-organic produce that hasn't been washed effectively, plus so much more things add to our toxic load every day. Even though our bodies are designed to effectively manage toxins, they haven't evolved as quickly as our toxic world has, unfortunately. So our body does need support. Symptoms such as stubborn weight gain, fatigue, disrupted periods, irritability, and gut health issues can be a sign that you'd benefit from a gentle detox. And that's why I developed the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. This free guide has an abundance of information to get you started on your very own DIY detox. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $47 for a limited time. I used to sell this program for $247. The upgrade gives you the recipes, including plenty of plant-based options, the meal planner, the shopping list template, the video workshop, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more now. Take care of your hormones. They are a critical part of your health as a woman. Hi, I'm Susie Garden, and this is the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I'm an age-defying naturopath and clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to bust myths around women's health and aging so that you can be ageless and awesome in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. The Ageless and Awesome podcast is dedicated to helping women through perimenopause and menopause with great health, a positive mindset, and outrageous confidence. Hit subscribe or follow now, and let's get started. Hello, gorgeous human, and welcome to Q&A Thursday with me, Susie. And today's question is from Christine. She is from Adelaide, and she is a longtime listener right back when this podcast was called The Wellness Glow. And during towards the end of The Wellness Glow, I did quite a number of episodes on anti-aging. And this is a bit of a passion of mine. And when I talk about anti-aging, I'm talking about biologically, I'm talking about inside, making yourself younger on the inside. So you're preventing chronic diseases such as cardiovascular disease, such as high blood pressure, strokes, diabetes, all of those things. So that's what I'm referring to. And of course, when you're healthier on the inside, your body, your skin will absolutely reflect it. That's actually why I call my program, my 3-month program, the Glow Protocol, because the feedback I was getting from the women in the program was, people are telling me my skin is glowing. And it's because when you really look after the inside, that does really, it's not a myth, it reflects on the outside. So the question today is asking me to explain the biological aging versus chronological aging. And this is something I absolutely love talking about. And also I'll give a little bit of insight into how you can actually improve your biological age. So firstly, what is it? So biological age refers to how old your body, your physical body, really is, as opposed to your chronological age, which is the number of years you've been alive. So you can think of it as a measure of your body's health and vitality. And this is influenced by a number of different factors, such as genetics. Have a look at William Shatner. Like, he's 93. He looks incredible. And he has not had surgery done. Lifestyle choices are a big factor when it comes to biological aging. Diet, exercise, stress, and environmental exposures all play a part in aging us. And I'm talking about as in biological age rather than chronological age, because we absolutely have control over our chronological age. Now, you might be wondering, hang on a second, what does this actually mean, and like, what can I do? So let's talk about a little bit about the research. So studies have shown that individuals who are the same chronological age, so they've been alive the same number of years, can have vastly different biological ages. For example, someone in their 40s might have the biological markers of someone in their 30s, while another person of the same age could exhibit the signs of aging typically seen in individuals a decade or two older. And when we're talking about biological markers, there are a number of different methods that researchers use to analyze this, I guess, and detect this. Some of these are going to sound a bit out there. So one of them is telomere length. So telomeres are on the end of your chromosome. So we all have chromosomes. They are part of our DNA and they tell our cells what they're going to be, amongst many, many, many other things. And telomere length has been long known as a sign of aging. So these telomeres shorten as we age. And I first learned about this when I was studying to be a meditation teacher, because there's been loads of meditation studies that show that they actually lengthen telomeres, which is mind-blowing. Don't you reckon? It is mind-blowing that meditation, so sitting and doing nothing, actually lengthens the telomeres on your chromosomes, and that decreases your biological age. That is crazy to me. And that improves your health. Now, we know meditation improves your health, but who knew it was actually at this really physical level? Other tests are things like DNA methylation patterns, hormone levels, markers of inflammation. You know, I love to bang on about inflammation and oxidative stress. And while these tests, like, it's great if you can afford to go and get them done, and I'm not sure that all of them are available in Australia, they're just not accessible necessarily to the average person. Hopefully in the future they will be. But at the moment they're very expensive, and particularly to get all of these done. And as I said, I'm not sure, I haven't looked into it. I don't know that all of them are available in Australia. If you're in America, I think all of these are available. And I know I have quite a few American listeners. So the thing is, you don't really need to do those tests. There's quite a lot we can do in terms of estimating your biological age. We may not be able to put a number on it, although I have seen, and you may have seen these too, some smart scales where you stand on them and they give you like your weight and your muscle mass and your bone density, or your bone mass, I should say, a whole bunch of different markers, and they will often punch out a biological age. How accurate that is, I don't know. But, you know, there's other things we can do as healthcare professionals to kind of estimate your biological age. And the thing is, what I love about this is you have control over a lot of this, because lifestyle is a massive part of, or a massive influence on your biological age. So if you are doing, moving your body regularly, especially if you're doing, movement that improves your flexibility and that improves your muscle mass and that improves your bone density by having like resistance training or weight bearing exercises, that will reduce your biological age. If you have a nutritious whole food diet that is rich in all of your nutrients, and you know, all the easiest way to do that is to eat, you know, follow the 80-20 rule and eat a diet that is really rich in vegetables, salads, fruits, lean proteins, legumes, whole grains, all of the things. And if you really want to, you can get a personalized nutrition plan, which is going to be absolutely ideal for your body's biochemistry and absolutely will reduce your biological age. No question about that. So if you're interested in that, message me and we can talk about the GLOW protocol. Also sleep, super important to reduce your biological age. So you're looking at 7.5 hours minimum per night. No arguments about that. Stress management is another one that is huge because it can damage your DNA, as we just talked about. It reduces your telomere length. We all know, like, so many things happen in your body when you are under stress, in terms of your gut health, in terms of your, even just your ability to think clearly and make good decisions, right? So stress management is huge when it comes to helping manage or reduce your biological age. Obviously, getting rid of smoking. If you're smoking, you are absolutely aging yourself beyond your current chronological age. Excessive alcohol consumption also will help, accelerate your aging. So not so good. And there are things when you're looking at your diet, things like specific nutrients like antioxidants, so that's generally in your greens, healthy fats like olive oil, flaxseed oil, avocado oil, all those beautiful oils, whole grains I mentioned before, nuts and seeds also, awesome from a biological aging point of view, as well as all of those, you know, fruits, veggies, etc. I mentioned before, and lots of bright colors. That's another thing. Lots of really brightly colored, like your oranges, your purples, your greens. I'm always banging on about greens, but yeah, that is really important. In addition to all of these things I've already mentioned, maintaining a healthy weight is critical. Really is critical. Excess body fat, especially around the abdomen, around the torso, is linked to accelerated aging and a higher risk of age-related diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, certain cancers. I mean, I don't think that is news to anybody, that if you can reduce that abdominal fat, that is going to improve your biological age and makes you look younger, which I think for most of us, that's probably another little sweet benefit that comes from that. And I did want to circle back to stress. Look at me using my corporate language. because managing stress is, I believe, just so underrated as a health intervention. And the majority of women that I'm working with in the GLOW protocol are managing, or rather dealing with, a lot of stress in their lives, and they're not necessarily prioritizing stress management kind of techniques. I wish there was another more kind of sexy word to say other than stress management, but it is what it is. And, you know, chronic stress, if you're under stress for long periods of time, and I'm talking, you know, weeks and months, I'm not talking years, but just weeks and months, chronic stress can really accelerate cellular aging and can, you know, give you a higher biological age. So if you can incorporate some relaxation techniques, you can do the more formal ones that are research-based, which are things like meditation, yoga, deep breathing exercises, spending time in nature, but really anything that gives you joy, anything at all that gives you joy, will help to bring the stress down, obviously, and that will help bring down your biological age and make you healthier. And the thing is, when you have a reduced biological age, then your, as well as your longevity, should increase, but your quality of life as well will increase. And that's super important, really, isn't it? Like, you don't want to live a long life and be unwell, not have good mobility, not be able to really participate in life to the extent that is joyful for you. So anything you can do to reduce your biological age tends to be a pretty positive thing. So I think that's probably all I want to say about that. If you've got any particular questions that you want to fire up at me, I'm more than happy to address them, whether it's around this sort of topic or anything else. At Susie Garden Wellness is my Instagram handle, or you can email me hello@susiegarden.com. I hope you've enjoyed the episode, and just a little reminder about the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox for Perimenopausal Women, my free guide that I'm just giving away at the moment. There's a link in the show notes. Check it out. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Ageless and Awesome podcast. If you like today's episode, please make sure you click the little plus button if you're on Apple Podcasts or the follow button if you're on Spotify so that you can get each new episode delivered to you every single week. If you like free stuff, and who doesn't, then head over to susiegarden.com and grab my 8 essential age-defying secrets every woman over 40 should know right now. Or if you'd like to continue the discussion, head over to Instagram and DM me at Susie Garden Wellness. I'd love to connect with you.